Hello, my name is Paul Smith. I'm a student in Waterford Institute of Technology.
And you're listening to
The Sod Show.
Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan.
This is The Sod Show, brought to you in association with greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Check them out on the internet, www.greensacks.ie. Check them out in the supermarket where you can pick them up. Our sponsors, Greensacks, we'd like to thank them. 103.2 Dublin City FM. It is The Sod Show with Brian Green, Peter Donegan and Katrina Redmond. It's an unusual show for you this week. We've got the younger side of horticulture, young horts, coming up. Don't go away on that one. But first, a trip around the Facebook. You know that I love radio. That's why Man of Action by the Les Reed Orchestra is playing in the background, just to strengthen the point. I love it, I love it, I love it. But there's something radio can't do very well, and that is... Well, Facebook can do it really, really well, and that is an infographic. Head on over to facebook.com/thesodshow and check out an infographic Katrina posted last week, and it's how to make a raised bed in an infographic. It's like a cartoon. If you're not familiar with infographics, it's a long, stretched, elongated graphic that takes you through the steps of making a raised garden bed, how to do it. If you can't get to facebook.com/thesodshow, try raisedgardenbedshowto.com. Raisedgardenbedshowto.com. Next week, we'll do a how-to on how to have shorter domains. It is possible. Raisedgardenbedshowto.com. 103.2, it is Dublin City FM. Also, over on our Facebook page is the most wonderful photograph of two root plants hugging each other. Check that out. Also, Super Garden, they are looking for you. They're looking for amateur garden designers who'd like the opportunity to show a bloom. To get in touch ASAP, email them supergardenshow@gmail.com. supergardenshow@gmail.com. Their picture there holding the Super Garden sign. But to me, it looks like they're not where bloom is in the Phoenix Park. It looks to me, I'm not even the amateur, I'm the armchair gardener. It looks to me like the Botanic Gardens in the background. Somebody correct me on that if I'm wrong. Somebody tell me if I was right on it too. But it looks like they are in Glasnevin, not in D8 Phoenix Park. 103.2 Dublin City FM. And also in from Anne Lynch in Ballybuckle. They have something coming up this weekend. Sorry for the late notice, but participants really need it, even for a half a day, for hedge laying workshop at Wimbledon, Ballybuckle, Sunday 23rd of February, 10 to 4 p.m. Learn how to transform a raggy hedge and make it dense for wildlife and good maintenance. It's €30, but half day possible for €20. Light lunch included. Meet at Blake's Cross service station just off the M1 at 10 a.m. The teacher is Mark McDowell of the Irish Hedge Layers Association. Inquiries to Anne Lynch on 086 363 8487. This detail and phone number on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thesodshow. Now it's time to go to our interview of the week. When we were in Cork a while back, speaking with James Wong and Owen Lettice, we also caught up with Paul Smith of Waterford IT, where he's a student, and he has set up Young Horts, Young People in Horticulture. And if you go to the essence of what James Wong was talking about in his talk, and what I took away from it was, get off your arse, do it for yourself. Make it happen, put your foot in the door and open that half open door and go for it. Well, That's what the young hearts are doing. This is what they're all about. Listen and learn.
Paul, how long have you been studying horticulture?
I'm in my third and final year of the course, with a potential other year if I want to as well, an add-on year.
And can I ask you, are your folks gardeners? Are you a gardener?
I come from a farming background, and I would have been involved in gardening sort of most of my life, but I kind of, not, my folks weren't really into gardening as such, it was more the farm and everything, so I just grew up with it, kind of nature and everything, so that's where it originated from.
Are they the cattle side of farming? Is it that kind of agriculture, or is it crops, is it tillage? Do you want to get a bit more into that? Were you doing it as a six-year-old? Do you get where I'm coming from? Did you drive tractors, or was it kind of more growing onions and shallots and 3 acres?
No, we had a dairy herd, and we have cattle since I was a chap. And basically, we did grow our own vegetables all through that time as well. That's basically it. We have, it's not a small farm, it's only a part-time farm, so it wasn't anything huge, but it just grew up with it, so I kind of was always involved in it, and it was always there.
So you, like, a little bit, when you said, I want to go and study, like, horticulture, which is very different from agriculture, so for those listening at home, there's agriculture, and then it splits. There's agriculture, which is, like, crops and carrots and onions and shallots, and then it kind of gets a little bit specialist and weird and odd, and then you've got cows, just to make it really simple. And then on the other hand, you've got horticulture. And horticulture is almost botany, or the study of plants or gardens and anything that is kind of outside the back of your house or a park or a field or a little bit more of that, but definitely not feels like 50 acres of onions, if that makes sense. So did your folks kind of have a falling out with you and you didn't want to help out with the milking in the morning time?
No, it was never like that. It was just, I saw horticulture as something that originally I kind of thought maybe I'd do something at home with it, because we had the farm and it hadn't been used, maybe, you know, it was only been farmed part-time, so I thought maybe I could do something with that, studying horticulture and figuring out about it. But as I went on, I've kind of strayed away from that side more and more, and I've gone more into ornamental horticulture, and I've sort of strayed away from that. I've realised how diverse horticulture is as an industry. There's so many different areas you can go into. You can go into, you know, your turf grass, your nursery, you can go into garden centres, landscaping. It's sort of, you know, endless botany, like you say, you can go all over the place. So that's where it sort of stemmed from originally, was that.
So you're a real bastard, no son of mine anymore now. Is that the case?
Basically, yeah, that's it.
Okay, yeah. Look at your father there, milking on his own at 6 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, well, I have to grow an iguana tree. It's a new breed I invented in South, I don't know, Himalayas. What's the next step? You've got how long left to study?
I'm in my last semester now, so I'll be finished by this May. There's an add-on year that I can do, turns into land management down in WIT for anyone interested in horticulture. The course I done was 3 years. At the moment, finished in May, I have the final exams, and I'll be graduated by next January, hopefully, once everything is sorted. So I'm not really sure where I'm going at the moment. I'm applying for a course, a two-year diploma in RHS Wisley in practical horticulture. Hopefully I'll get that, but I don't really know.
Wisley is where?
RHS Wisley is in Surrey. It's southwest London. It's RHS's kind of flagship garden in the UK. I'll have another thing to talk to you about there. With our initiative, I'll be over there in a couple of months' time, so hopefully I'll get to see it. The initiative that I'm talking about is Young Hort, and that I've become involved in recently. It's been set up by young people in Ireland and the UK. Basically, it's to create awareness of horticulture in the industry and to get more younger people involved in the industry. It'll act as a networking tool for anybody who wants to be in the or coming into the industry, hopefully. Our first event, like I said, will be at RHS Wisley. It'll be on the 7th of March. We have a couple of speakers coming. James Wong will be there. We have Helen Picton. We have Paul Hervey Brooks, the landscape designer. And we'll have inspirational talks. We'll have a couple of discussions and debates. And we'll have tours of RHS Wisley. It's completely free for anyone who wants to go over there for the day. And anyone who wants to sign up on our website, it's www.younghort.wix.com/younghort. Just become a member. All you have to do is a couple of lines, your date of birth, email, and what you're doing in the industry. But basically, it's a networking initiative. It'll keep you up to date. It'll allow you access to this content, to different competitions, and hopefully it'll act as a kickstart for helping your career in horticulture.
Okay, let me backtrack a second here, because if I remember correctly, when I used to be over grounds in Dublin City University, I was on the board for the Institute of Horticulture Ireland branch, and they used to do a young horticulture young horticulturist quiz in all of the colleges, and I remember them discussing new and innovative ways too, and eventually, no disrespect, I lost the MI Hort letters after my name because I discontinued paying the subscription fee, or, you know, and again, I double underline that I'm not knocking any institution. The point of it is they did a young hort. You're not that young hort. You're a new young hort. Is that just to clarify that?
Yeah, correct. That young hort is the Young Horticulturist of the Year competition. That's run every year by the Institute of Horticulture. I think it's based in the UK, but it includes all the British Isles. And this is a completely separate organisation. We've set it up ourselves. It's completely set up by young people, all under 25, who are in the industry. Most of us are studying at horticulture, or we've only just got jobs in horticulture. It's a very new idea. It's only been up since last December or so, but it's on Twitter. You can follow us at Young Hort Team. We have updates. We'll keep you up to date with what we're doing on that.
Why do this? Is why set up a Twitter account? Why set up a new Young Hort? Why set up a new organisation? And again, a la my talking of the Institute of Horticulture in London, they are a fine group of people, and you couldn't ask for better. That's not the point of it. Why set up a new group? Is there something that the young horts, the plurals of the group name, don't fit in with the old group? Is that a fair way to ask that? Do you get where I'm coming from with that one?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. It's fair to say that young people in horticulture are sort of seen as, well, they're not, I suppose, given the opportunities that other older people would be in the industry. If you're coming into horticulture, it's not something that you're encouraged into. If you're in a careers day or maybe, you know, a career session in your secondary school, wherever you are, it's not an industry that people are encouraged to be involved in. It's not somewhere where people and career guidance counsellors in particular are actively encouraging students to go out into. It's seen as a hard, physical, demanding job that's sort of low paid, it's low skill, which in fact the very opposite is the case, but that's how it's kind of perceived, and that's what we hope to kind of address. As young people in the industry, we feel that we're just, hopefully we can come together and make something of this organisation. We can get this, and hopefully we can encourage others into it. We can raise awareness of young people coming into horticulture and get, I suppose, just...
Have you thought about the branding of this? Because they had Boys Own, and they're now doing the 20th reunion tour, and you're what age?
I'm 20.
Okay, so in 20 years' time, that makes you 40, and you're still going to be called the Young Hort Group. Will you still be a part of that? Is that not the point of it, Peter? Now you're just being silly. Is it a case of, no, look, hold on a second. What I told you, we're trying to literally reinvent the wheel. We're trying to make it something for us. This is ours. If you want to go and do the Royal Horticultural Society of Ireland. So for those of you who don't or aren't aware, you've got the Institute of Horticulture, you've got the Royal Horticultural Society of Ireland, you've got the Irish Landscape Institute, you've got the ALCI, you've got the GLDA. There's a whole plethora of groups that I don't really fit into in any way, shape or form. And most of you who would read my own blog would be aware that I set up my own kind of garden group, but there was no membership and there was no membership fees, so you couldn't leave and you couldn't join, you could just come along. And I think the only golden rule I had was you didn't have to speak, or I almost suggested that you didn't, unless you were asked, you didn't speak botanical Latin. Is there a bit of that where you just want to play your own records and get stoned? I don't mean to get stoned, but I just threw that in for the crack, Mom, if you're listening. But, you know, is there a bit where you just want to do your own thing in your own room at your own time, like The Who coming out? Do you remember The Who? Do you know who The Who are?
Yeah, no comment.
What about the Stone Roses? Do I try them? Do you know
the Stone Roses? No, afraid not.
Shit. This is going terrible, Brian. Okay, but is there a bit where you just want to do your own thing and you just want to get your own points across? Is there an element of that? Is there a bit of maybe going into the show gardens and being a little bit anarchist about it, that you decide you don't want to do Tuscany-inspired symmetric gardens? Is there a little bit of that?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that we kind of want to break away from the sort of idea that everyone has of horticulture. That's their sort of whole idea behind the whole Young Hort movement. And like you were saying, Young Horts, where are we going to be in 20 years' time? Well, hopefully by the time I'm 40, in 20 years' time, there'll be a new generation of Young Horts. That by getting people into the industry and getting young horts involved in this movement and this initiative, that hopefully we'll have a new generation of young horts to come along, and in 20 years' time, they'll be the ones driving this organisation and this idea forward, and hopefully creating awareness again in horticulture. And hopefully by that time, the perception of horticulture will have changed to a greater extent than what it is today, and that it's seen as a rewarding, which it is, a rewarding and a highly skilled and worthwhile job.
Okay, let's just backtrack, and you hit a note on the head there, how horticulture is perceived, because if you know the show and you know the Sod Show and you know Peter Donegan, I'm a fairly happy-go-lucky fella. I genuinely, if you've ever been in my home, I don't mean followed me on Twitter or some crap like that, if you've ever been in my house and had cake and met my dog or the three hens who I call Supremes, do you like that joke? Yeah. You'll have a rough idea that I don't really get stressed about a whole lot, as jovial as I might be or not sometimes, depending. But horticulture does have a bad rap. It's an old smoking jacket pipe. It's those two characters out of not Hardy Enfield and Chums. What was his name? Paul Whitehouse. And it was the two old lads sitting there in the smoking jacket on the armchair, the Yellow Pages ads. Hi, do you have, what was that book you asked for in the library? By J.R. Hartley.
Fly Fishing
by J.R. Hartley. Right, there's a lot of that about it, and it's horse crap, and it's boring, and it's bullshit, and it is grey and symmetric and old, and it does need a good kick up the arse. And if you don't believe me, go to Bloom this year and I guarantee you'll see some of the gardens that James Wong would have slagged off, and also you'll see some of them that I don't mean to suggest that I would have slagged off, but how and what do you, do I ask you, how and what do you, your generation see horticulture as, you young rapscallion, is that what I ask you?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that there was, you know, horticulture, it's a few old farts tottering around in the garden doing whatever. That's sort of the perception that it has at the moment, and well, hopefully we have to change that. That's going to be our aim, and it's going to be, we do want to kind of change that whole kind of image that horticulture has and get it out seen as a young person's career and a decent and, I suppose, a career that you can be proud of and not one that you kind of just, you know, if you just, you know, mention it, you wouldn't go out and blurt out that I'm a horticulturalist, I'm involved in this industry. It's an area that I'm proud to be in, even though it's an area that mightn't be perceived as that by the general public.
Okay, so for those who aren't aware, it's Young Hort, where the new generation of horticulturists, Jane Powers would be proud of that one, where the new generation of horticulturists comes together, a group set up by young people involved in horticulture in the UK and Ireland. It's a means of meeting others and networking platform for those in the industry. It's to help change the perception of horticulture. I'm reading this off. They have an event. It's the 7th of March, 2014, RHS Wisley. Membership is free. We'll have all the details up on sodshow.com. On today's show. If not, hit us on Twitter if you're listening to this on podcasts like in the future or something, and just at Sod Show on Twitter and we'll give you all the details, or else you can get in touch with at Young Hort Team. As a, by the way, funnily enough, it was actually Paul's lecture. Cara Daly of Waterford Institute of Technology. They also have a Twitter account, and it was Cara who got in touch with me and said, you really need to talk to this guy, and 110% hand on heart, I'm glad that I did. Thank you so much for your time. It's been an absolute pleasure, by the way, and wonderful to meet you.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Peter. Cheers.
Fly away, Peter. Fly away, Paul. Come back, Peter. Come back, Paul. 103.2 Dublin City FM. It is the Sod Show with greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Check them out on the internet at greensacks.ie. Check them out in the supermarket also. How can Paul not know who are the Who or the Stone Roses? Turns out he knows who the Sex Pistols are, so if we had said the Sex Pistols, we would have been quite okay. They seem to have gone transgenerational. Well, let's just clear that one up with a bit of musical education. Sod Show Song of the Week. It's for Peter Donegan, he loves this. This is The Who and Baba O'Reilly. And now I know why he doesn't know about the song, because it's from the 1971 album Who's Next. More my era than Peter's, don't you know. The Who, Baba O'Reilly, 103.2. This is Dublin's special interest radio station, Dublin City FM. This is The Sod Show at Sod Show on Twitter, The Sod Show on Facebook, and sodshow.com for the back catalogue. 2.5 years. I keep saying 2.5 years. This March it'll be 3 years of back catalogue of shows. 3 years on air in a week or two's time. Okay, let's not think about that for a moment. Young Horts, more details about their trip to RHS Wisley, March 7th, 2014. If you want to get in touch, you can email them younghortcontact@gmail.com. They're on the web at younghortcontact.wix.com/younghort. Guys, shorter domains, I mentioned it earlier, £9, get in touch, only messing. But you can do shorter domains. So Young Hort Conference is principally aimed at anyone who's under 25, currently studying horticulture. Young Hort organisers have planned a day of inspirational talks by some of horticulture's biggest names, such as TV gardener James Wong, plantsman and designer Paul Hervey Brooks, and Thompson & Morgan's Michael Perry, amongst others. The day will include an ideas session on how to improve the image of horticulture amongst young people. There will be opportunities for young people to network with representatives from different sectors of the horticultural industry, plant heritage, retail media, and more. March 7th, 2014, RHS Wisley. If you're into it and want to travel over, I've told you where to get the details. Music in the background reminds me of cricket, and on Wednesday Ireland beat the West Indies in the T20, and they play them again tonight from 7 p.m. Check out the sports programme on Dublin City FM from 7 for some scores from that. It won't reach all of the match, but it will at least touch with the start time at 7 p.m. Playing the West Indies in the T20 second test. Well done, Ireland. Now we're talking about cricket. How is that related in any way to the Sod Show? It just reminds me that we should visit Malahide Cricket Club or another cricket club in Dublin. We're not fussed, and speak to their greens men, their greens people, to see how they care for the mildest of lawns in a cricket pitch sense. Any takers, get in touch at Sod Show on Twitter is probably the best way to connect with us. 103.2 Dublin City FM. If you have news for us, get in touch, and we'd love to talk to you. If you're doing something in the garden, something horticultural in and around Dublin, we're the people to get in touch with. Ireland's Best Podcast 2012 and 2013 at the Irish Blog Awards. Very proud of that too. With thanks to our sponsors, greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Check them out on the internet. They're at www.greensacks.ie. Also, if you're in the supermarket this week, don't forget to check them out. If you're buying some bags for the bin, ideal for those composting bins, for the brown bin or for the bin in your kitchen with the composted stuff. This stuff is 100% compostable. Greensacks.ie. Our thanks to them. Until next week at the same time, 3 p.m. With thanks to Peter Donegan and on the blogs and Facebook and doing wonderful work keeping us all in check is Katrina Redmond. Thanks to her. We'll be back next Friday, same time, same place, podcast from Tea Time Friday. Take care. Bye bye.